Got you some legs, baby. Just won't quit. Got you a pretty boy and it looks pretty.
Singer-songwriter Lyle Lovett was born on this date in 1957. An only child, Lovett grew up on his family's horse ranch in Klein, Texas, a small Houston suburb named after his grandfather. In 1982, Lovett graduated from Texas A&M University with degrees in German and journalism. While in college, Lovett started writing his own music and playing in coffee houses. In the early 80s, after dabbling in the European music scene, Lovett returned to the United States. He signed with a label in 1986 and released his self-titled debut album later that year. Five singles from that album made it onto the country charts. He continued to experiment in jazz, folk, and pop within the country framework. Pontiac, Lovett's second album, showcased this sound and eventually went gold. Though mainstream recognition has eluded him, Lovett has earned a cult following around the world with a modern, eccentric sound coupled with literate, witty lyrics. In 1989, he won a Grammy for Best Male Vocalist for the album Lyle Lovett and His Large Band. He won a second Grammy for his 1993 duet with Al Green, Funny How Time Slips Away, and a third for 1994's Blues for Dixie, recorded as a tribute to Texas swing pioneer Bob Wills. Lovett relocated to Los Angeles, and in 1994, he released I Love Everybody, which was only a mild success. 2 years later, Lovett released The Road to Ensenada, which debuted at number 4 on the country charts. The musician has continued releasing albums. His most recent, Natural Forces, debuted in 2009.
And you'll spend the night like you were spending a dime. That's just a crashing.
French Jesuit priest Father Jacques Gravier celebrated the first Catholic Mass in Arkansas on this date in 1700. The Mass occurred along the Mississippi River at a Quapaw Indian village 20 years before France founded the permanent settlement of Arkansas Post. Michelangelo's paintings on the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel were first exhibited to the public on this date in 1512. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.